Good morning. This is Marco with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 31st. The grains look to open up lower here. We had December corn down 14.5 cents overnight, settling overnight at 5.15¾. September wheat down 21.25 cents at 6.83, and November beans down 29.5 cents at 13.53. We did have two sales this morning, 132 beans. To China and 183 meal to the Philippines. So a little bit of support there. We've seen China be more aggressive last week, starting off the week this week. That's a good sign. Most people have kind of written off exports to the Chinese, but it looks like they want to buy some grain in here. Bottom line here is rain makes grain. We had good rains from really Wisconsin, Illinois, Arkansas, Missouri. So some of the areas that were really pretty dry got some pretty good moisture out here. So rain makes grain, and down we went. The war rages on in Ukraine. It looks like it's getting tougher and tougher for Putin to make any real headway out here. Looks like the Ukrainians are starting to make some headway, which makes the situation even more dangerous. There's no telling what Putin might do out here, but it's a mess, and that's probably one of the big things we have to look forward to this week, to keep an eye on Russia and Ukraine. We expect crop progress tonight to show a 1 to 3 percentage point decrease in the corn and bean ratings because of the heat and dryness last week. I still think we look relatively dry moving forward here, but the long-term forecasts say the second half of August looks to be a little bit cooler and wetter. We're definitely cooler here. We're going to be in the 80s today instead of the mid-90s. So, you know, that's a little bit more conducive to making grain. I still don't believe we're anywhere near government expectations on yields. But certainly these rains have helped stabilize the crop out here for the time being. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get export sales, and they should be improved for the beans with this Chinese business and a little bit of other business scattered here and there. I think that's positive for the market. I'd like to see the Chinese get even more aggressive out here. But at least it's a start, and they're still in the game, which is certainly helpful. We'll be watching really three things this week. How much do the Chinese take in beans? We'll see if they take any corn. We'll see how the world's going to react to more war news in Ukraine. And, you know, just in general, the U.S. weather. If we're dry, yeah, these rains will help stave off some of the decline that we've seen out here. But I don't know if it's going to really help make the crop. But certainly things are better off today than they were last week. So that's what I see for the week ahead. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.